please.
Item 566, request of Craig Rogers to address council regarding First Amendment.
Mr. Rogers, good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Craig Rogers, and I have a concern with regards to communication, First Amendment, and let's go to where the street fee, which had no vote, no oversight, no sunset, you could raise it any time, spend on anything, go on forever. Outside of chambers at one time, Commissioner Steve Novick on TV said, it's the same people saying the same thing over and over again. Well, you know, if you perceive an injustice and you want to try and say something about it, you put a lot of skin in the game. And that's what we were doing. And eventually we defeated that. And you said something here. You said, spending every meeting hearing from the same five middle-aged white guys, Wheeler said in an interview Wednesday. Now, that sounds really similar to what Steve said about the same people saying the same thing over and over again. And you got to respect and understand that there's going to be people that perceive an injustice and want to speak and communicate to you about something that might be different than what you think. But I've heard it said that if you want to see, listen. Hearing is a step towards vision. And in last Sunday's New York Times, it said research shows that people hear only between 30 to 35% of what is said to them. And from my experience down here, it's less than that at Portland City Council. I believe it's a culture of dismiss and deny down here and hide and seek. I've been involved enough to say that with experience. And I can point right to the examples, but with 3 minutes, I don't have the time. And our former mayor said that Portland could be one of the greatest cities in the world, and I had said, and I will say it again, how about one of the safest? It's more appropriate right now than ever before, one of the safest. But then, where does the money go? A lot of times it's like a magic show down here. It just disappears. And an example that I saw was Karen Lee Batts. She dies in a parking structure from hypothermia in January. And then just a couple months down the road, two department heads are shown the door, but you throw $300,000 at them when Karen Blatts, there was no safety net set up for her. For her $350 rent that she couldn't make, but then there goes through. Those are all public funds. There's an injustice there. So people are having a hard time getting through to communicate with staff. And it's obviously why, because they don't want to get caught.
Thank you. Next item.